From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama plans to sign an executive order related to the new health care overhaul law today. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, it clarifies restrictions on the use of federal funds for abortion.
The practical effect of the executive order is in some dispute. The White House says it merely reaffirms the long-standing prohibition on federal funding for abortion, except in cases of rape or incest, or where the life of the mother is in danger. The executive order had a powerful political effect, though. It helped to secure the yes votes of Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak and a handful of other anti-abortion Democrats just hours before the House approved sweeping health care legislation on Sunday. Stupak's one of 14 lawmakers invited to attend the signing of the executive order in the Oval Office this afternoon. Unlike the signing of the health care bill itself yesterday, there will be no news cameras or microphones present. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The National Urban League is calling on President Obama to follow the health care overhaul law with a major jobs bill. The Urban League's new report on the state of Black America says Blacks are nearly twice as likely to be unemployed and to lack health insurance as whites, and it says home ownership rates are still low for Blacks compared to other groups. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says now that lawmakers are moving on new financial industry regulations, the Obama administration will be working on a plan to reform the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. NPR's Audie Cornish reports on Geithner's testimony before Congress.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are quasi-public companies that are the linchpin of the mortgage system. But after they nearly collapsed in 2008, the government took them over. At a House Financial Services Committee meeting, Alabama Republican Spencer Backus said it's unacceptable that the Treasury still doesn't have a plan to fix them.
Without reform, the bailouts will not stop, the housing market will not find its footing, and the American economy will not recover.
GOP lawmakers want to abolish them, but Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the administration is working on restructuring the system with the goal of maintaining affordable home loans, consumer protection, and financial stability. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Another big snowstorm has hit Colorado. Plows have been out all night in the Denver area, and 16 to 20 inches of snow could fall before it's all over. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Perry says this type of snow can cause real problems for travelers.
Especially as you get into those higher passes, higher mountain passes, travel is quite treacherous. But even in some of the lower elevations, there's going to be travel problems.
Power has been out to thousands of Denver area customers. The power outages have caused some problems and delays at Denver's international airport. Stock prices have been up around the world today, with investors more optimistic about economic recovery. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will soon unveil new strategies to try to reduce demand for illicit drugs. She's led a high-powered delegation to Mexico to find more ways to cooperate in combating the drug trade and the violence that has engulfed cities along the border. NPR's Michelle Kellerman traveled with her.
Secretary Clinton called for a new agenda that doesn't just focus on disrupting drug trafficking organizations, but also one that deals with the social issues that are fueling the violence.
We have watched with great grief the terrible tragedies and murders that have taken place here in Mexico. And then our hearts were broken by the murders in Juarez.
That is, the killing of three people connected to the U.S. consulate there. She called that the latest reminder of how much the U.S. and Mexico have to do together. Her Mexican counterpart, Patricia Espinosa, said that promised U.S. military equipment has been slow to arrive. The U.S. says it's speeding that up. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mexico City.
High-level talks between the U.S. and Pakistan start today in Washington. So far, the Obama administration has been noncommittal about a stance on Pakistan's status as a nuclear-armed nation. U.S. officials have raised concerns about Pakistan's having transferred some nuclear technology to countries including Libya and North Korea. In addition to a new home sales report due out today, the Commerce Department will report on durable goods orders. Most analysts think that orders for the big ticket items expected to last at least 3 years will have gone up last month, consistent with growth in manufacturing. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.